All right, we have a bit of an announcement here. Joe, you want to talk about this t-shirt design contest that's going on?
Yes, I do. Open submission to anybody listening or a friend of a friend. Pass it along. You got a design you want to make for a t-shirt, something that you've heard on the show that you want to live in perpetuity in an image? We'll send it to your name here at alchemythis.com. Submissions will be done by November 15th. And then our Patreon members are going to be able to vote on which design they like the best, and that one's going to get put on a shirt.
Wait, Joey, does that mean we'll have shirts available just in time for the holidays?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's an amazing idea. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
And James, you're making sure that we have a shirt available at, where is it going to be located?
Are you okay, James?
It's going to be located, you can get it at the Patreon page, and we'll get a link up that will be put in all the different places.
Okay, so submit your designs for a new shirt. We're going to do as many as we approve and love, and then the Patreon members will weigh in and vote as well. Their votes will cast along with ours, and we'll pick ourselves some brilliant artists.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This.
I'm your host, Kevin Pollak.
Whoa!
Yeah!
Boop. What's that? Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? No. No, you silly dum-dum. I put the body in the trunk because of the smell, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemists, shall we? In no particular order, please say hello to Vanessa Ragland. Venetia, what was your favorite song when you were sweet 16?
Oh, it was the Judy Garland Carnegie Hall.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The whole album of that performance. I was very cool and hung out with all the cool kids.
Clearly. Very, very progressive.
Yes.
Look Satan in the eyes and ask him why. It's Joey Greer time. Jesus, Joseph, will you marry? What happened to your first car?
It was sold.
My favorite story in the history of my life. That was it. It was sold. Put a kettle on. James Heaney just walked in. Jamie Hinkle Heen, what's the first thing you do most mornings?
I will preheat the oven.
That's the first thing.
Yeah, and then I go
before
back to sleep.
Before you brush your teeth.
What do you bake?
Well, I make hash browns, so what I want to do is I...
Most mornings you make hash browns.
Almost so every single morning.
You are the perfect casting for you.
Yeah, what I do is... I preheat the oven and I put the snooze...
How did none of us know this about you?
I'm sure Joey knows this about me.
Yeah. I thought you did? I thought we all knew
that
this.
That it's hash browns every morning in the first... Yeah, he cooks all the time.
What kind of brand? Orida?
The longest carton that I can get at Smart and Final of the cheapest hash browns.
You've almost killed Doug Bame with your ridiculous lifestyle.
I didn't think it was that weird.
So you get up, preheat the oven, go back to bed?
Then I put them in for 15 minutes and I take a shower and then I put the sausage in with it and then I make a whole breakfast.
Does your wife partake?
She eats the breakfast, yeah.
She eats the breakfast?
Is she sleeping?
She sleeps while all this happens, yes.
Wow. I've got to dig deep.
This is amazing. Can we be invited to the breakfast?
Absolutely.
I would love a hash brown breakfast. I don't want the longest, cheapest hash brown.
They're great. They're not bad.
Why are they long?
Yeah. Well, because you get a carton. Sometimes you can get like 12 of them, but I get like 20 of them.
Too much information must kill.
Sorry.
No. This is great. Cut the crap, people, because Craig is not here. Chris Alvarado. Alva, don't. Oh, what's the first rule of Handsome Club?
I don't know.
That's right. That's the first rule. And last, but may all your dreams turn to dung if you think him least, it's Mark Gagliardi.
Hi.
Marky or Mark, since you'll be leaving us soon to return to your work on the hit show Fire and Ice, what's the first thing you'll do once you get through customs in Montreal?
The first thing I always do when I get through customs in Montreal
is preheat the oven.
Can't be that weird.
I preheat the oven, then they ask me all the questions. By the time I get through, then I put the hash browns in.
Right.
Then they stamp my passport.
Then the sausage. Okay.
Then you wake up your wife.
And does your wife eat the breakfast?
Yes, she participates.
Just really quick, do you think other people do this?
My grandparents did it, so I figured.
Raise your hand.
Oh my gosh. Your grandparents did a little wake up and hash brown?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they taught you this?
Well, I mean, I think I've observed. Nobody taught me, but I began.
You decided on your own. You know what? Today's the first day of the rest of my life. I'm going to preheat the oven.
Yeah.
Do you ever deviate?
Oh, sure. Sometimes I do. But 90% of the time.
Are there eggs involved?
Yeah. Eggs? Over easy.
Over easy.
Yeah.
Why do you go to sleep after you have an open flame?
It's preheating. It's fine. It's
how
not
long
even,
does that buy you? 10 minutes?
15 minutes of extra sleep.
Right. But you've already gotten up. Like, the point of the snooze is, like, I don't want to get up yet.
You'd be surprised how small my apartment like, is. I can sprint to the stove.
This is the show. This is what the show is going to be.
If you came to my house and you spent the night and then in the morning I didn't do that, would you be like, huh?
I would do it for you, Chris. If you had me spend the night,
if you have
I'd
enough room in your freezer
browns.
For that long, long hash brown.
It really is the grossest description of any food.
It's the longest
and cheapest. I'll make a video and send it to Danny to put on the Instagram.
We're going to do a monthly meetup, I should let folks know, starting this month, in fact. And this is the perfect sort of conversation. So please, everyone, remember that we talk about...
I'll never forget.
Yeah, just this never forget. Seared in everyone's mind. I'm sorry that I knew about this and thought it was normal.
What was your home life like, Joey?
That's all good. I like the Trader Joe's hash browns are pretty good.
They're good, but they don't
They're not long enough.
Is this,
long
are these
enough.
Squares or are
they
these
are
like
squares.
Loose
They're just
shreds.
Like the Trader Joe ones, but there's four times as long. You get four packages.
Four
gross.
Times as long.
It's so gross to me.
What potato is that long?
I get the longest, narrowest hash brown I can.
I don't think you guys understand. You guys are going to feel silly when you see a picture of these hash
we
browns because that's not what they're
if
like.
If I don't see it by tomorrow afternoon, something's gone horribly wrong. Let's get to our first scene, shall we? I should mention that we would greatly appreciate if you could write a review of the show in the next 71 hours. That would mean the world to us. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com and do yourselves a favor and follow the new and fresh and exciting Instagram for Alchemy This, which is simply at Alchemy This.
At Alchemy This?
That's all it is. Our first scene comes from Michael, who wrote, and in parentheses, please read this as Dr. Nick from The Simpsons. Hi, everybody! Not even close. Feel free to read the rest of this email in your own normal voice.
My name is Michael, and I really love listening to you guys' podcast. You're all so talented and funny and beautiful and all that jazz. It's the best. I have a request for a wacky scenario that I hope you all enjoy. A hoity-toity Englishman, a newlywed couple, a stand-up comedy impressionist, and an obviously undercover cop are in an escape room. Love you all, Michael.
Okay, so it's 20 minutes for $100 or 100 hours for $2,000.
I could spend my whole life in here.
100 hours for what now?
You could be in here for 100 hours.
And you are, you're keeping log of this, right? You have records of this for tax purposes.
Yeah, we pay taxes, yeah.
Elliot, let's stay in forever.
I just kind of wanted our own private escape room. This is our honeymoon.
I wanted it too, but I don't mind if people watch.
Can I ask a question, please? Are people really in here for 100 hours? Is that what happens? That's one of the options.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you could do 20 minutes or you could do 100
hours. Is there a maximum we could do?
You can re-up on the 100.
I would re-up on 100 a million times.
I mean, a million times plus one.
Well, I'd have to take you to another room, you know.
So, there's more than one room.
Is that, oh my goodness. Voices?
Christopher Walken's here.
Is that what you're saying?
It's just this guy.
That's not Christopher Walken.
It's this guy.
Hey, I'm Larry.
Oh, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Pleasure.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was really good.
I've got a couple more.
I'm Bixie, and yes,
we gotta
this
work
is
together.
A new wedding ring.
Oh, congratulations.
We just got married.
No.
Congratulations. Wonderful, wonderful.
Where are you from?
I'm from London, on holiday. The United States is wonderful. We don't have escape rooms there. Is it always a mix-em-up like this, where you get to make new friends?
I love him. Right? I want to keep him. Can we have him?
I mean, we shouldn't take a human being.
I know, I'm kidding, Elliot.
But, you know.
Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling. This
hey, what's
isn't
your name,
a fight. Mike? My name's Fred.
Fred
Elliot.
And Bixie.
I'm sorry, it's Elliot, but I'm Mr. Fred. My last name is Fred.
So do
and
we
I'm Mrs.
Fred. Do the 100 hours or 20 minutes?
I don't
minutes?
Think that sounds right.
And no, I didn't introduce myself.
Yeah, what is your name?
I'm off.
You're off?
You're off what?
Off what?
Oh, you're recovery. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't have to put you all in the same escape room, but right now we only got one working, so.
No, it is wonderful to work together as a good old-fashioned American team.
Why do you want to do this on your vacation?
This seems, I'm really just here to meet people.
Oh, but
and apparently with Larry over here, I can meet several people at once.
Do another one, Larry.
Okay, let me think.
Do Oprah.
Okay.
You're going to do Wow. That's pretty good. That's wonderful. What a wonderful impression.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Bixie, why did you say, why would somebody not want to do this on their vacation? This is our honeymoon.
But we're together. I mean, he's alone.
It is lonely.
I can hear you both.
Sorry.
I wasn't trying to hide it from you. I was just a little surprised that it seemed like maybe the escape room wasn't as exciting.
Are you catching his British accent?
Excuse me?
They are contagious.
I thought I heard it.
I don't think I caught a British accent.
I wouldn't mind, Mr. Fred.
Hey, I got a suggestion. Why don't you try Australian next?
Oh, please don't make me.
It's... Oh, do it, baby, for me.
No, I shouldn't.
Was that it?
That was it.
Oh, wow. Well,
you know, here's a fun fact. There are actually rooms that you can't escape out of.
What do you mean?
What?
In general, just saying.
You talking about life? Jail
cells?
I'm sorry.
That's one.
I'm sorry to barge in again, but the escape room has just got to get cleaned. So we're just going to have to be waiting in this waiting room for a little bit. I'll be back.
Is this the escape room?
Bixie, I bet you this is the escape
room. Oh my gosh, I love this.
Just the waiting
when
room.
When does it start?
It's just, well, I haven't got, I don't know if you want 20 minutes or 100 hours.
Or so maybe eternity.
A 20 minutes seems more appropriate than 100 hours.
You're not going to get the whole experience.
If it's all right, I would like to ask a question at this time.
Yeah. You love this?
Is it possible that we sign up for 20 minutes and we need more than that?
Who is that?
He sounds just like Robert Loggia.
Robert Loggia.
Oh, I found some keys in this drawer.
Those are mine. Mine.
This key ring. I found this key ring. Mine. I wonder what
those are.
This is. We're here for the escape room.
Give me that.
Get back.
Hey, man, you're stealing.
I'm not stealing. I'm in an escape room.
Don't fight my husband.
Bixie, hold on to
this. This is just a normal waiting room. This isn't the escape room.
The sign does say, find the key.
Yeah, but inside.
Yeah, well,
we're not giving these
hey,
back.
Hey, Mick, just give me the key.
Don't swallow those, Bixie.
Hey, what? Hold on. What just happened to him?
I don't know exactly what happened. I was just trying to defend myself, and I accidentally hit his Adam's apple.
Wait a second. Wait, what?
I'm not a fighter. I just accidentally hit him in the throat.
Put your hands against the wall.
Okay.
Put your hands against the
wall. They're against the
wall. Okay. What? Who gives you the right to do this?
This is an escape room, right?
Yes.
So we're trying to figure out the clues, right?
You know what we could use right now is a detective.
I don't mean to bother anybody. I happen to notice you, sir, for example. You had your hands against the wall, is that right?
Oh, I was so excited. I hope that would happen.
And this gentleman over here had his hands on your inner thighs.
Yeah, and it was...
Can I ask what you were thinking in that moment?
I keep wondering if my wife's okay, because she hasn't been breathing since she swallowed the key. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Oh, shit.
No, she's not breathing. Oh, jeez, look at that.
Could somebody please...
Look, I don't know where to turn off, okay? They're not going to go into the goddamn escape room before we get there, all right? Just relax.
If they do, your ass is grass.
Okay, just I don't want to fight.
Your ass is grass.
I'm already trapped in a box with you here. I don't want to be trapped in another bigger box with you.
This was supposed to be my birthday. You fucked up.
It is your birthday. This is supposed to be your birthday. It is your birthday.
It's supposed to feel like a birthday.
So, Sarge, I don't understand why you want me to go undercover to this escape room.
Because there's shady shit going on in this escape room.
It just feels like you're putting me out to dry, putting me out to pasture.
You know what? After that last stunt you pulled, I figure the escape room is the safest place for you. If we can get you off the streets, Officer Hothead, for either 20 minutes or 100 hours, we're gonna do it.
Fine.
I hope they picked the 100 hours.
Larry, I'm sorry. We had to bump you.
What do you mean?
We had to
bump. I'm on a 10:15.
No.
10:15.
No, sorry,
to 10:30.
Larry. No.
I got the guy from Jimmy Kimmel coming to see me.
Oh, well, he's going to see somebody else. I'm sorry, Larry.
What does that even mean?
It means you're not going on tonight, okay?
Why?
We got Jimmy Buffett going on.
What?
Jimmy Buffett wants to do a stand-up set.
Did you break it to him yet?
Say again?
Did you break it to him yet?
Yeah, I did.
You're in on this?
I'm not in on it. It's just a decision. You can leave now.
Linda, you're fine with Jimmy Buffett taking my 15
minutes. Hey,
Larry. You know what, Larry? That was going to be a favor if it happened, and it's not happening.
Your Ray Liotta or whatever that is just...
No one cares.
Are you sure you want to go on holiday by yourself?
Yes, I think, you know, there's something wonderful about traveling by yourself. It's when you meet people. You don't get to meet people if you're with one other person talking to them the whole time.
I think you should go with someone. You can be lonely when you get to the United States. Everyone there's a dum-dum.
I'm lonely here.
Lonely here, but you've got family, son.
Oh, the worst family.
You're talking to your father.
Okay, hi. This is a representative from tiethenot.com. I'm looking at your honeymoon fund. Uh-huh. I hope you guys had a wonderful wedding.
Oh, God, it was beautiful.
Okay, and so your total here looks like...
Thailand.
You have $74.
What?
Times what?
No, that was all that was donated.
And but all we asked for, we didn't even ask for gifts. We just said honey fund.
Yeah, honey fund.
There were 3,000 people there.
It looks like there was two people who donated.
Who was it? We bought out Disney for the day.
That was everything we had.
That was... We were banking on this.
It looks like the groom's father
okay.
donated $70.
Okay. Wait. That sounds reasonable. My dad doesn't have a lot.
And the bride's mother donated $4.
That's a slap in the face.
Oh my God!
It's okay. It's all right.
I just want to say this happens a lot.
I told you, my family is so fucked.
It's okay. It's okay. Pixie.
Is everything okay?
Everything's great.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a list of all the things you could do for under $80. Okay.
Hey Hank, are you giving out like the receipts on these things? Those are supposed to be anonymous. Those donations are anonymous.
What?
You can't tell people. I was just listening to the call. You can't tell people what they donate or who donated to what.
Well. I thought, why not?
What do you mean, Hank? Why not?
Tim, can I ask you why you're telling our reps how to handle the phone calls?
I mean,
how is that your business?
Why not?
Let them be free like a bird, man.
I mean, why not?
Shit on whoever you want. That's the whole idea of the job.
Hey, Kyle, can I ask you why you're calling up our guys and telling them not to tell the rep stuff?
I just think it's fun.
Oh, okay. Here, I got you a martini.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Espresso martini.
There's just no parking here. Do you want to get out? Do you want to get out and go inside?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Your ass is grass. You stupid. Happy fucking birthday to me.
My ass.
Your ass is made of grass. No, yes. It's made of grass.
Okay. It's a medical disorder, okay?
Well, yeah, it looks like green hair.
Bladesianus, all right? That's what I have.
If you make my birthday about your fucking ass disease, what more? I was name calling.
Brianna, you brought it up.
Okay. You know what? I did.
Yes, you did.
Okay, well, it seems like she's breathing now.
I know, but she's not alert. She's okay,
and this guy,
wrong.
Is he? He's completely unconscious.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to hit him.
Okay.
I didn't know.
He didn't know? Can't we all just continue to be new friends?
Ring, ring. Yeah.
There's a phone in here?
Maybe you should answer.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Is it a clue?
I think so.
Oh,
yes.
It's a clue. You're stuck in this. What is the thing I'm supposed to say?
Wait, it's on your screen.
It's on a screen.
I just was looking at it. You're stuck in this.
What are they saying?
Waiting room.
It's in and this. You're going. You have.
Just hang up. You're fucking it up. Hang up.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, oh, my God.
So the waiting room is the puzzle.
I think it was a prank call.
To a escape room?
Ring.
I'm not answering it.
I'll answer.
Why don't you get a jolly?
Right. Ring. Jolly. Oh, that's sweet.
Ring.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Hello,
get
yes.
it together. Elizabeth, what? Just read the prompt.
What's our clue?
You're Ooh. Stuck in this waiting room for 100 hours.
Right. We actually bought the 20-minute version.
They bought the 20.
What are they saying?
Just go with it.
They said we're stuck in this escape room.
You said you're going to be an actress. You're never going to be able to work the phone. You can't even do the phone. You have to start on the phones.
Okay, ladies, new scripts. New scripts.
Yes, I want to sink my teeth.
All right, so we have all new adventures coming up. Okay, so let me hand these out here. Oh. Take a look. Okay.
Oh, juicy.
Why don't you give us a quick read?
You're stuck in this waiting room for 20 minutes.
Very.
Or we could put whatever.
That was perfect. Okay, Elizabeth, our actress. No, this is a different script. Why don't you check that one out?
Okay.
Yeah, this is a Dracula themed.
All right. You're stuck inside the bowels of a bat, and the only way you're going to be able to get out is if you climb through its crack. What is that?
Oh my gosh, that was great.
That was good.
Okay, I feel solid. Make those calls.
You got it. Holy shit, that was intense.
You just like.
Well, apparently, we are inside a bat's ass, I believe what he said. We've got to find our way out its crack. Surely this just
Maybe that's an anagram. Bat's ass, sat, bat, sass.
Why do you have a walkie-talkie strapped to your shoulder?
What?
Nothing, never mind.
Okay.
Congrats on being off.
Thank you.
Stay undercover.
God damn it. Did your shoulder just say stay undercover?
No, it said stay under sober.
Gabby's log, 9-7.
Oh, he's doing
Look
another
at this
one.
Guy. Look at this guy.
21.2. Something strange is happening aboard the ship. My crew can't seem to get along. They ask questions no one can answer and seem to be total strangers. Spark has become an undercover cop and Sulu. There's a British accent.
me.
Bat backwards is tab, and there's tabs on these folders in this filing cabinet.
Let's wife is unconscious. She's not breathing.
I'm just trying to figure out how to get out of here.
Okay, you're right. Maybe okay. The anagram leads to how we remove the keys from her esophagus.
Who sent this $4? Who the hell sent this $4? Margaret!
What?
Did you send this $4?
Where?
I don't know where. Did you send it? I just got
what are
this.
You talking about?
I just got a charge on my Amex for $4.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
It was my daughter's wedding. And if you want to hold that over my head, you asshole, then today is the day that we do this to the death.
All right. We do it to the death. Choose your
to
weapon.
To the death, Dan.
Choose your weapon. All right. You got a lightsaber?
That's right, I do.
I'm going to pick the shotgun.
Why would you get a shotgun?
You said pick a weapon. Bang! Oh my God, I shot myself!
Sarge, so I just don't understand what it is I'm looking for in the escape room.
I'll tell you what you're looking for in the escape room. You're looking for a little peace and quiet for me and the people on the streets of this town is what you're looking for. We're just trying to get you off the streets. Don't you understand, hothead?
I thought I was going in, there were some perps or somebody was acting suspicious. You're saying this is just for me.
I am telling you right now, I am sending you on a dummy mission where there is no crime, potential, or have already happened just to get you off the streets.
Do I get to carry my firearm?
No, you don't get to carry your firearm.
Very well. Okay.
Get out of my office. Okay. Why are you just standing and turning circles in my office? You can see the door.
Sarge, I appreciate this.
Yeah, yeah. The city appreciates this. Now get out of here. You're still standing. Why are you still standing and just turning circles
in my office? Maybe a hug.
Because
maybe.
He came to rehearsal and he knows that scene one ends in your office.
Well, fair enough.
Zing, zang, zoom.
Noing.
Very short scene number two comes to us from Kent. Greetings, Alchemist. I'm new to your podcast within the last week, and I'm hooked. I travel a lot for work, and I listen to your show whenever I can. You guys make a crappy day 10 times better, so keep up the good work. My suggestion is people from the Stone Age meet people from the future. Thanks for making me laugh every morning on my commute. Regards, Kent from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Plutonium crystals are at full thrusters.
Where do we land?
8-7 over 2-4. We're on parallels going up.
Zygnathon up.
What time and continuum do we land in?
Looks like the flow slip is taking us backwards.
Backwards?
Yes, Captain.
We wanted to see the future.
The quick material is falling.
The quick material is falling.
Get the ship back.
We've got plummeting quick material.
4-9 over 10. Pressure impact. Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that coming down from the sky.
What is falling in our area?
Whoa.
Ooh.
Oh, quick, draw a picture of it in the dirt.
It fall quickly.
Me horny.
You always horny.
Yeah.
You not notice fire from sky and it make you horny.
Makes me want to hump.
Oh, don't hump me. Don't hump me.
Don't hump me.
Get away.
Computer, run diagnostics. Computer, say, speak in English. Don't just speak in beeps. Ship at 4%.
What are the oxygen levels?
No, none.
Ship, what are the oxygen levels?
All right, everybody suit up. We got to head out.
100% oxygen.
Suit up, people. It's not safe in here. Let's get outside, see what the hell
we're
doing.
What if there's Albatron out there?
Well, then we deal with Albatron, don't we?
Scanning for Albatron.
Albatron.
Tons of Albatron. No, Albatron.
Thank God.
No, that's good news.
Everyone, make sure the saber blades are loaded. We don't want to go out there unarmed.
All right, check if the oxygen is breathable.
Lenny. But who's checking?
Lenny.
You want me to check?
I'm not checking.
You want me to go out there and just pop my helmet off and just check to see if it's breathable?
Or use the computer. How about that?
Okay, but you said me to do it.
Check the oxygen.
You said Lenny.
Hello? I did.
Yeah.
Hello?
They're made of stone.
We come in peace. Come in peace.
These men are made of stone.
We're just...
Rockmen.
These are Rockmen.
What?
Scanning Rockmen.
What mineral?
I'm Captain Ellis. This is Lenny. We don't really know what his deal is.
What do you mean you don't know?
Are we going to introduce me or no?
Minerals detected.
Cynthia, our engineer.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
You're a high-level synthesizer. I'm the only one making water on this goddamn fucking show. Are you serious?
Yes, I am serious.
You don't know
Lenny,
what I do?
Is now the time we have this discussion?
You just introduced me as I don't know what he does.
Well, don't feel too bad, Lenny, because he didn't even introduce me until I was like, and do you remember that I'm standing right here?
Carl, can you help at all?
I am robot.
Exactly. Can robot Carl help, please?
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
We speak your language.
Great.
They might be emissaries of Albatross.
Lenny, can we breathe their air?
They might be emissaries of Albatross.
You want me to pop my helmet off and just see what's up?
Or run a diagnostic test.
Great. Fine. Fine. Carl, can we breathe this air if
You're
I pop my helmet off?
You're tapping your
I'm
wrist.
I'm not 100%
yes, that's where my computer
sure.
Is.
You could just ask us. We are outside.
We outside.
They're made of stone.
We don't know that you breathe the same air.
I don't know if they're made of stone or they're just dirty.
Carl, I detect possible
danger.
We're
just very,
danger.
Very dirty.
Very dirty.
Oh,
Carl, what's possible
just dirty,
danger?
Lenny.
Possible danger.
What is it?
They will hurt the ones they love.
Huh?
They don't love us.
Oh, that's interesting. What?
Let's find
possible
out.
Danger.
Cynthia?
What?
You just want to sacrifice our captain? We know where you that. We know where your train of thought was on that.
Lenny's hat off just so he could die out here. Captain. Sorry to call it a hat.
No, and it's now, a hat. It looks like a hat.
It looks like a hat. Whoever designed them made it look like a big fucking hat. Like a lady's tea hat.
This
why
bickering
are we
gets
wearing
us nowhere.
I just don't get it. I just don't understand.
Lenny, go outside.
All right, fine. Fuck it. Fuck it. You,
you
know what?
To listen to Carl. He's
no,
a robot.
I just don't
how
care.
How dare you?
I just don't care.
Oh, must warn you.
Your superior.
I watch you sleep.
Must warn you, outside, horny man. Very horny man.
Yeah. Albatron.
Yeah.
They speak Albatron. Albatron.
Albatron? Al. Al.
You didn't know his last name.
Why don't you go out first?
All right. Fine. I'll go out first.
Yeah. Hello.
We come in peace.
Carl, I figured.
We've close come from Carl. A long time in your future.
Ooh.
I'll try to explain what that means.
Okay.
What year do you know this to be?
Year? What is year?
Okay, what is your... we start. So this is before the calendar of any kind.
Yeah.
How do you mark time?
Well, on a wall.
On a wall?
Yeah, we have time wall.
Time wall.
Okay, how often do you mark the wall?
Oh, we can go count handprints, but that'd take a while.
Yeah, very long.
Do we have time?
Probably not. Probably not.
No, you have busy schedules?
Busy
well,
schedules.
We have lots to do.
What's
handprint,
the next?
We have to put handprints on the wall to mark the days.
Right.
Oh, no. Cynthia, Lenny, I have just detected something awful.
What?
What? The captain is breathing an oxygen that will turn his body into stone.
Holy
shit. Oh.
Slowly, he will become a stone man.
Carl, relay to the captain that that's what's happening.
I'm not talking to him right
what
now.
What do you mean you're not
why?
Talking to him?
You're
Carl,
the one
who has access to his
you're
microphone.
The intelligence
he was rude to you, and you are my friends.
Yeah, but then you
told
you
me you watch me sleep.
Yeah.
Because I'm in love with you.
Carl.
You feel love?
For me?
So this is our base camp.
Oh, man.
It's pretty nice.
This is where... which one's that?
He's being punished.
He doesn't like being punished.
Why is he being punished?
He tried to eat food that wasn't his.
What's that around his neck?
It's a macaroni necklace.
It's a macaroni necklace.
Macaroni necklace.
Are they communicating?
No, she's being punished too.
Yeah.
She make bad macaroni art.
Oh, so that you punish her?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Break most of these people in these cages being punished.
My legs feel a little stiff.
I go break time now. I mark a wall.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, your legs get stiff?
My legs are feeling stiff.
Brother, it working.
And my arms.
It working.
It working.
It working.
Good, good.
What's happening?
No problem.
No problem.
Regular earth, regular cavemen, not made of stone.
Rock people, how is the terraforming of the oxygen going?
Well, leader, we keep turning humans into rock people that come here.
Looks like the captain has landed. My plan is going perfectly. We need to turn the entire crew into rock people.
Forgive me for interrupting.
Yes?
Question, what's your end game?
I'm Albatron.
I know you're Albatron.
My end game is to create a new beginning.
Of rock people?
Of me.
Albatron!
Yes?
I know off topic, but, Dave keeps humping.
Dave keeps humping bad.
Yes, yes, I keep getting reports of Dave humping. I've castrated him. I've thrown cold water on him. There's really nothing
still
I can
horny.
Do.
I don't think it's sex thing. I think it's dominance thing.
Huh? Oh, yes.
Give me your leg.
Yes. No, get off my gun. Leg. Get, damn it, Dave.
Okay, look, you know what? Why don't you just keep Dave for a while by you?
Why? You know? Right?
It's fine.
Whoa.
I feel like it's safer that way. And let's...
Dear leader, I'm terribly sorry to bother you.
Yes.
We have the new shoes that you ordered. Would you like to try them on?
Yes.
Here we go. Let's just put
they're one... too small!
Too small?
What the hell is this?
Well, they're small shoes, I
they're
suppose.
Tiny shoes. You stupid, stupid idiot.
They might fit me.
What?
They might fit me.
Oh, yes, let's try that.
If you aren't going to use them.
Yeah, try one on.
Oh.
What's that, leader? Communication?
This might be my agent. Hello?
Albatron.
Yes.
It is me. I, Captain Universe.
Oh, hello, Captain Universe.
I am here to tell you that I'm going to ruin your day.
Is that so?
That's right. I'm going to stop your evil plan. I'm going to reverse the stoning of men and turn them back into humans.
Captain Universe, I'd like to see you try.
Well, open your eyes.
Okay, they're open already.
But you know what I meant, like... Like, get ready.
What's he saying?
I'm going to do it.
Hold on. I don't know. He's saying, open your eyes.
Wait, what? Who was it?
It's Captain Universe. I'm talking to Captain,
Captain Universe.
Universe.
Captain Universe!
Yes.
Tell them we're fans.
You have a lot of fans.
We fans.
Here, Captain Universe.
Well, ask them if they would like to be put back to their human forms.
I'm not going
to
do that, Captain Universe. Clearly, that's not what they want.
Can he put us back in human form?
Hold on. Let me go into a different room. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, also, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm sorry, is there a reason you're in this room?
I'm looking for a signal. Hold on.
I made some bad macaroni.
Yes. Hello? You want me, Punisher?
Captain Universe, hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hello, Captain?
God damn it.
Hold on. Let me call. I'm going to FaceTime you, okay? Captain Universe, hello? Oh, shit, hello?
Can I keep the shoes?
Hold on. What?
Can I keep the shoes?
Yes, fine, keep the shoes.
Lenny. What was your name again?
I'm Lenny. What do you mean? No. What do you mean, who's Lenny?
Cynthia.
What is going on, Carl? What the hell? And can you please relay to the captain?
My batteries are running low.
Okay, look, we got to get out there and we got to extract the captain or he's going to turn into a stone.
Let's leave him here.
I have one last thing.
Yeah, let's leave him here.
He's our captain.
So what?
Well, you can take my battery supply and charge your suits.
Okay, great. There we go.
Thank you.
Okay. This is not a lot of juice.
No, we're not going to go far in this.
No, I'm just not going to do it. All right, look, we got to go over there and we have to grab our captain. The Star Federation demands
Lenny,
it. There's hierarchy. Look, there's order.
Lenny, it's a captain for Lenny.
No, it's a captain. Yes, captain, go for talking. Now, so you can talk
Lenny,
now.
Something's happened to my suit or my legs or my arms or something.
We should just go.
There's a stiffness that I can't explain or understand.
Lenny, has the code to
do you copy?
Off. Yes, Captain, I do copy. It seems as though
I need help to get back to the ship.
Hey, yes. Captain?
Yes.
It's Cynthia.
Cynthia, yeah.
Could you give me the code?
The code?
The takeoff code?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Now?
Yeah, go for the code.
76192.
Got it.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, why you sneak away on little recorder? We were having nice conversation with you.
Yeah, you just
and you just
away.
Walked away.
There's people back on my ship. I needed to communicate.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah.
I don't sense sincerity at all.
Maybe you could put hands out like this.
Your hands?
Well, no, your hands.
Put my hands out.
Yeah, put your hands out.
Like this.
Strike good pose and stay that way for a while.
Okay.
That look good.
That look good.
Where I'm standing
You're
right
look
now?
Good. Just
put
keep
my
the
palms
arms
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aim right this. Turn your body just a little bit. There.
All right.
Aim right this way.
I'm having trouble turning my body.
Well, okay. Well, then just
it
stay
working.
Like
it.
It working.
What's working?
Captain Universe. Captain Universe.
Yes.
This is Corporal Marshall of the Star Federation.
Oh, Marshall.
We need your help.
I know you do.
You've been working the Albatron case for too long.
Today it stops. I have an ingenious plan.
Thank God, yes. What is it?
Just keep your eyes open.
Okay, and?
Not literally, watch what I'm about to do.
Right, yes, and then what's the plan?
You'll see.
No, what?
Pizza for Mr. Albatron.
And, you know, so the thing I was saying is that it doesn't matter whether it's like wound or not.
I heard you the first time.
No, I understand that, but you don't
pizza
need to make explain
for
Albatron.
You are high. You are too high.
Somebody's at the door.
You're too high.
I'm not done talking, so just give me that. So if you think about it.
No,
so sorry,
you
Nina, there's
you're
pizza
not
for you.
Pizza.
Did you order pizza?
I think I did. Yes, I did.
Open the door.
Hello?
Hello, is this your pizza? It's me, Captain Universe.
Oh, shoot him.
Don't. What are you clapping for? I'm here to destroy you.
You have a lot of fans.
You brought us some pizza. We're fans.
No, it's not. Okay, well, great. I'm glad you're fans because I'm going to turn you back to who you used to be.
Ooh,
you were a doctor and you were a student.
I've always been there.
What about this new captain we got?
I can't move. Help me, please. Please, I can't move.
Albatron?
I'm so high.
Oh, Captain Universe, I'm so scared, but before I piss my ass, do you mind if I have a slice of this ray gun, huh?
No, go ahead, help yourself.
No, I'm pointing a ray gun at you.
Ew, there's piss coming out of your ass.
I told you before it happened, I couldn't control it. Captain
all
Universe.
All right, Albatron, let's do this once and for all.
Oh no, laugh off.
To see what happens to Captain Universe. Universe, Universe, Universe. Our final scene comes with some Carrie, who wrote, "Good morning, all. I've been listening it since day one. My idea is an old Western town where the new school teacher, played by my favorite James Heaney, is just starting his day when he hears that an outlaw gang just rode into town. His job is to keep the kids safe in spite of the kids wanting to take on the gang themselves. P.S. James Heaney for president. Keep up the great work, everyone.
Whoa.
Carrie from Dallas."
Carrie.
That's treasonous.
All right, everybody. Sit down. We're going to be learning some letters.
Okay. Mr. I can't sit because my butt's too sore.
Well, it's all right that you can stand. There's definitely reasons.
Mr. Leward?
Yep.
I have a question about some of this work here. Can you help me?
Of course I can help you. Okay, let me just come on down by your desk.
I wish I could sit down, but my butt's just too sore.
Have you considered just leaning forward instead of sitting all the way?
I guess I can.
All right, what's the problem you got over here?
Mr. Leward, I don't understand what this dang word means. Can you help?
Oh, this word here means door, and that's what you go in and out of. Oh, my gosh. Let me take a look out this window.
Shing,
gong, gong, gong.
All right, boys, this is a town we're taking today.
I'm going to kill everybody and drink all the water.
I'm going to wear somebody's hair on my head.
I'm going to fuck up Mr. Leward.
Yeah. I need a bath.
Yeah, you do.
Hell yeah.
Let's go in to see what's happening in school.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hello there. You guys must be parents waiting to pick up the kids.
But yeah, that's right. We're
not
here
my
for
mama
the kids.
And that ain't my daddy either.
We come for the kids. Are you Mr. Leward?
I am Mr. Leward. Why don't we talk in the hallway? This is where I get some of the most important of my business done, is in the hallway.
Well, which way is the hallway?
It's just a room, man. It's just a building.
Yeah, but outside this door is what I call the hallway. Door. Remember that?
All right, well, let's go out to the hallway.
I remember.
All right, we're in the hallway.
Listen, you guys. I am teaching to the future. The children are our future. Are you familiar?
I'd love
the
what? To wear future. Your hair on my head.
Well, my
the children
is,
are the what?
The children are the future.
Explain yourself.
Well, what I'm doing is I'm teaching them to make the world a better place in the future.
Word. You used to never want to make the world a better place.
What happened?
The old Leward we knew used to run with this gang harder than anyone else.
No guns allowed on my school property, okay?
Oh,
things
sorry.
Have changed, all right? I have a baby.
I remember
a baby.
When you wiped boogers on a little town priest.
At the time, I thought I was pretty tough, but now
Leward,
I'm a family man.
I got a real question for you.
Yes?
Yeah.
You know somewhere I can take a bath?
Of course you can take a bath in any one of those horse troughs on the main street.
Leward, look at this. I got to save your jar of nipples that you cut off of people.
That's not mine anymore. That was the old Leward. That's not me anymore. I'm a teacher.
Maybe you should show the kids.
You remember when you pulled out all them teeth of all them people and stuffed them inside that one horse and then cut that horse open and then swung out around the innards?
Yeah.
When I close my eyes at night, it's the only thing I can see. I can't forget it if
Follow
I try.
Follow me, Luke. Sheriff!
What is it, Jimmy Jones?
Sheriff!
What is it?
Sheriff!
Don't run past the sheriff's office. Come back
sheriff!
Now. Come back.
Mouse, he's still running.
What the hell's happened
he's
to Jimmy
He just ran to sheriff. He's still going.
Well, it's another day in paradise.
Yeah, well, might as well get back to this paperwork. Nothing happening in this town.
Leward, I think it's time we go into that classroom.
I don't want you to go into my classroom.
And
come
teach
on, Leward!
The children.
Come on, Leward!
About who you really are.
Those kids don't need to know about. I'm a role model. I taught
Maybe
them
you
that,
can show them your bag of ears.
I don't want those kids to know about that past. What if one of these kids could be a doctor?
Well,
one
why don't
day?
We find out?
Why don't we find out?
All right,
out?
Y'all gonna have to come out.
So what I'm thinking is that if a...
My butt's so sore, I can't even pay
attention. All right, kids. It's going to be a little bit of show and tell. I've got some important people to meet. They're friends from my past.
All right, now okay. This right here is a six-shooting revolver. This is a police custom 1847. Right here, bolt-action retriever and a 914.
Are we learning about weapons today, Mr. Lewis?
Well, we're going to learn a lot about things.
Well, this here right here, children, is a natural loofah. You see, you can scrub anywhere you want.
And these are my thigh knives. All right. Keep knives on my thighs.
Is that dried blood?
I guess it is, honey. Don't ask which way it came
from. But a lot
from.
Of people don't need to carry knives. Some people can use their intelligence as their swords.
Are y'all outlaws?
That's right.
Yeah. We want to be outlaws, too.
No, first thing
you got to learn to do is roll your own cigarettes.
Okay.
There's some tobacco and paper.
There's the tobacco.
Oh, thanks.
Here's some paper.
Doctor! Doctor!
What is it? What is your car?
Doctor!
Where are you going?
Doctor!
Come back!
Well, doctor, he just ran right just past the right, right past the office. Right past the office.
I got some more leeches.
Oh, put them over there for the doctor.
Okay, thanks.
Put them in the bucket of leeches.
Children, I got some good news and I got some bad news.
Let's hear the bad news first.
I want to start with the good news first.
All right, well, the bad news is school's out.
Why,
Yay! What's the other thing? This is still fifth period.
How's
this
that the bad news?
The good news is...
We're going to take your teacher?
We're going to take your teacher.
No, kids, don't get to... No shooting guns
we need
inside
you.
Of here.
We need you. We're going for the biggest heist yet.
The biggest heist
You're
yet?
You're going to want a piece of this.
Your teacher used to sleep with a pillowcase full of butt skin.
Oh, that was a different
Tell
lure.
Tell them about it.
Mr. Leward, why can't you just be who you really are? You tell us every day, be yourself.
Well, you see, I got a baby, and my baby belongs to my wife. And my
Doesn't
wife,
your baby want you to be who you really are?
Probably, but my wife wants to be responsible, and she doesn't like it's a lot of being
Leward,
on the
you got all kinds of babies all over this land.
Yeah, but this one looks just like me. He's got my...
Milkman!
That's it, don't they?
We need to get a posse together.
What kind of posse?
The Lured Gang is in town.
Oh, shit.
They all came over here. Got my heart.
Oh, shit. It just died on me. Look at
what
that.
What happened?
Well, somebody should call him a doctor.
Shit, came back. If he passed out.
What'd you say?
He might have died right on
What'd
the...
What'd you say?
He died on the porch.
He
died
on the porch.
I'll go get him a doctor.
He clutched a chain.
Doctor! Doctor!
What is it now?
Doctor!
Oh, he just ran right by the office, didn't he?
Can we get some more leeches in there?
Oh, yes, I have another jar.
I got a slug, too. This could be your pet.
So, Lord, you're coming with us, or you're coming with us?
Go with him,
well,
Lord!
Sounds like you're coming with us. Everybody calm down. I'm a sensible man. I'll tell you what. Y'all come down to my house and you explain to my wife why I have to go back on the road.
What kind of tub you got?
What kind of tub I got?
Yeah. Well, four
I got
claw?
One. Yeah, I was just going to say.
Let's
it's
head
got
that
four
way.
Claw.
Let's explain it to his wife, kids and outlaws. Well, Sheriff! Sheriff!
What is it now?
Sheriff!
Well, he ran by, I can't believe.
Well, he ran right by.
I wasn't expecting you so early.
These are really long potatoes.
They sure are. That's the way my husband likes them. Keep chopping them.
Nice.
Oh, primitive America. I love it here. What's all this hullabaloo?
All right, everybody. My wife's inside. I'm sure that she's unexpected and
Where's
she's alone
bath?
Inside there.
My fella here needs a bath.
Oh. Mr. Leward.
Wow.
Oh, sweetheart.
Chaka-chaka-chaa.
What the hell's going
what
on?
What are all these dishes?
Holy shit, you're married?
I learned Who's cigarettes and guns.
Ma'am.
Holy shit,
Who
you're
is
married?
This guy? Who
Everyone
is this guy?
Better clean up.
That's a hell of an
if
idea.
If anyone wants to hear any harpsichord today, I recommend you get cleaned up and sit down at the table.
Well,
yes, ma'am.
I must say, I believe that there's a man in here that's been with my wife.
I was just here for a second.
What's
that's
your
it.
Name, young man?
My name's...
Spill the truth.
I've never
yeah.
seen
we'll
him. I've never seen him
guess.
In my life.
Stan.
What are you going to do with this skin, Mr. Lewis?
Oh, watch this, children.
Give him what you want.
I'm going to cut your butthole like it's calamari and wear it as a cock ring.
What?
Somebody give me a knife.
Mr. Lewis found himself.
That's my boy.
Pull your pants down.
Got the
hell out of my
hole. No, darling.
Now, kids, that's how you deal with infidelity, okay?
Why don't you go get yourself a doctor? Oh, never mind.
All right, children, if you just gather around this case here in particular, this is from the Old West, 1887.
Can you please stop referring to us as children?
I'm sorry, sir. I can't remember everyone's name, so it's easier for me to refer to.
You could say people.
We're all undergrads.
Right. I'm 46 years old.
I understand, children. So if you look in this case,
I'm 46 years old, and I finally saved up enough to go to college. I got a college fund.
We know. Can you let him tell us what's in the case?
No. We should hear the rest of his story.
No, we know it. Apparently, he finally saved up enough money, and he had a divorce and lost his children.
She took him for everything. It really sounds like we're not hearing the whole story, honestly.
Oh, I think they're right. It's not that terribly interesting. So in this case here from 1887.
It's interesting because it happened to a human being.
Which human being would that be?
That'd be me, okay?
We're all human beings, and you don't hear me telling you about my stuff.
It costs a lot of money for us to go to school, so we'd like to hear the professor talk about this.
This is a cock ring from 1887. We believe it started out as a man's asshole.
You believe it?
Oh. History is way more exciting than I thought it was.
The first cock ring came from a man's asshole.
When I was married, we used to have sex.
June of 1887.
June of 1887.
We've all had sex, probably.
Yeah, we probably all had sex.
I don't know if everyone has, and I don't want to assume. It's fine if they haven't.
When I was married, we would do it.
Oh, here we go again with the when I was married.
Okay. Would it be unorthodox to ask if we could take it out of the case?
No, we certainly can. Yes, that's a wonderful question.
There's a little placard.
How is it still moist?
Well, I take it out of the case regularly.
That's pretty gross, man.
Does anyone want to try it on?
No.
Not anymore.
Maybe you, sir, now that you're no longer married.
I'll chew on it.
It's like calamari, isn't it?
Yeah, fucking old people, man. It's so weird. Hey, what's that placard? Who's lured?
Oh, well, he was a vicious outlaw. How come I never heard of him? Well, he didn't really make the history books. Because he didn't do anything that important, really. He tried to change the minds of youngsters, and he was turned back around by outlaws.
Wow. Sounds interesting.
I kind of rather hear about your divorce.
What?
Yeah, it's about a 4-year ordeal. I don't want to say soiree.
You almost said soiree.
Soiree.
Your wife had
a soiree. How did you get into college?
I applied and I got in.
Did you take the test you're supposed to take?
To take the test, you mean go to high school?
No, the college test.
No, I meant like ACT, SAT.
It's really hard for me to concentrate with you.
I don't think so.
Are you in college?
Are you here to take the college test?
Yeah.
What was your name?
I just got a divorce.
I understand.
And I'd really like to just...
Before we got to take the college test first, though.
Yeah. Is there someone I can
talk to? I just
have
a series of questions.
All right.
That's all it takes. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the questions.
Oh, thank you very much.
We switched them out.
I was going to improvise. Yeah, thank you. It's a great list.
Thank you.
When did you get divorced?
Well, you were going to improvise.
Question number one.
Professor! Professor!
Just a second. Yes.
Professor!
Oh, he ran right by the class. Right. What year was your divorce?
My divorce was 1986.
That's correct. Question number two. Have you ever had calamari?
Yes, I have.
That's correct. Question number three, what's your favorite pie?
Turkey.
All right.
Savory pie.
Yeah, we got to move on to question.
Wait, what the fuck kind of test was that, dude?
It was a college test.
Doesn't sound like a college test.
Doesn't sound like a test I did.
And also, the math doesn't check out.
What are you talking about, the math?
You said when you were retelling that story that you got married in 1986.
Divorced. 46 years
old. And 46 years old. Like,
you were a teenager when you got divorced?
He was a 10-ager.
Yeah.
Oh, you were a 10-ager.
Yeah. You were nothing.
You know who used to get married when they were 10-agers? People back in the old Western days.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to teach us right now? You're not the teacher.
Shit. I didn't mean to. Sorry. I'm taking it back.
And that's our show for today. We want to thank you, all of you. Thank our alchemist today. Joey Greer, tell us where folks can find you and do it quickly.
You know, you can find me at...
Thank you, right. James Heaney.
It turns out that you can see a lot of content from us on Instagram.
Just go to @alchemythis.com.
Yeah.
No.com. Just @alchemythis on Instagram.
That's how it works.
All right. Mark Agliardi, we're going to miss you dearly. Please travel safe.
Thank you.
And enjoy the season 2, 3.
Season 2, Blood
season
Treasure.
Season 2 of Fire and Ice. Very exciting.
That's right.
Vanessa Ragland, DynastyTypewriter.com.
I loved being here. Yes, DynastyTypewriter.com, Alchemy This, all the things.
Yes, please. Chris Alvarado.
Love you.
Love you so very much. Let's thank Doug Bame.
Bame!
And our sound design artist, Rafael Brito. I encourage all of you to write a review. Tell everyone you've ever met and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time, I'm Kevin Pollak.
Alchemy This!